Let's talk about what I call static interference. As I've trained literally thousands of people, coached thousands of people, I see one of the biggest problems, would put it in the top three, is what I call this idea of static interference. So just imagine you're driving on a long road trip and you're listening to the radio. And as you drive away from your hometown, your favorite station where you always hear the songs you like, all of a sudden static starts to come in. And you get a little further away from your house and from your hometown, and all of a sudden, the song that you really like, you can hardly hear that nice song because there's so much static going. And eventually, as you drive further and further from your home, the static's so loud you can't even hear the song anymore. Well, guess what? That's what happens to almost every person as they try to be successful. What's the static? Well, it's people's advice. What's the pure sound? What's the song you want to be listening to? Good advice. Good advice. What's the static? 99% of people's advice. The first rule for you to eliminate static interference in your brain is to stop listening to so many people. And I don't mean just partially. I mean completely cut them off. Now, you can still be their friend. If they're related to you, you can still treat them kindly. But you don't ask them for any advice. None. One of my mentors told me, Ty, the secret of life is ignore 99 out of 100 people, find the one amazing person, and do everything they say. This is the story of a tremendous amount of successful people. I was listening to an interview by Jay-Z of how he became a billionaire in the hip-hop industry. And he said it was like one voice when he was in sixth grade. One school teacher took him out and gave him that pure music. And he focused on what she said. He said she taught him a love for words. Warren Buffett, best investor in the world. What did he do? He basically took one mentor, his college professor, Benjamin Graham, who wrote a book that's available to all of us. And he pretty much, Warren Buffett pretty much ignored everybody else's stock advice, how to buy stocks, and focused on one voice, Benjamin Graham's voice. Now, this is hard to do. Why? Because for some reason we've been taught that knowledge is taught democratically. Like if you ask 20 people their opinion on how you should make money, you take all of them and you average them and you throw them into a pot and you mix the pot and you get one good idea. No, 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 no. That's not how it works. If you ask 20 people, what really happens is you get 19 poisonous ideas, one good idea, you throw it in the pot, you stir it out, now the whole pot's poisoned. Even if half, you only need one poisonous thought to poison everything else. If you were lucky enough to know 19 people with amazing ideas and one person with a poisonous idea, and that idea gets in your pot and you stir it around, you poison the whole thing. You must eliminate the voices that are in your head. Now, where do these voices come from? Well, I'll tell you the most common. Number one, the media, news, magazines, not specific magazines like trade magazines. Those can be good. I'm talking about just general like Time Magazine or, you know, the regular news at 5. I mean, this is full of garbage. Why? Because these people don't know what they're talking about. They're jack of all trades. You don't want to learn from jack of all trades. You must eliminate the jack of all trades. If you don't know what a jack of all trades is, it's someone who's not really good at any one thing, but they kind of know a little bit about everything. Those are the most dangerous people. They will trick you into thinking they know. Get them out of your life. Stop reading the newspaper. The news is full of, especially the, you know, you can read the news, the general news. Stop reading like the business advice column. It's not, they're not giving enough good advice. You're going to be all confused. You read the business advice column in the newspaper, half of it's good, half of it's bad. How do you know which one's good or bad? It's too much static. It's 50% song, 50% static. How do you know what's the good noise? You won't know. That's the whole point. You're starting out. How are you going to know? So what you have to do is find sources of pure sound, and they're out there. You're going to have to probably stop listening to people, maybe in your family. That's going to be hard. Maybe close friends. Here's the rule of who you listen to. Number one, they need to be an expert. So, if you want to find out about legal issues, find somebody with a law degree. And the more experience, the better. Common sense, right? Yeah, but how often is common sense followed? Not that often. Number two, find somebody who is where you want to be in 10, 20 years. So you want to learn how to get rich? Don't talk to your friends that are broke. Don't even let, when they start talking, be like, you know what? I'm trying to kind of focus right now. I don't want to get distracted. Let's talk about, you know, the weather. Let's talk about the new movie that came out. You're going to have to eliminate friends, and those are hard ones, unless you're lucky enough to have insane, amazing friends who are 10 years ahead of wherever you want to be. If you want to be a millionaire, make sure you surround yourself with good signal, good advice coming from self-made millionaires. It's really that simple. Now, with that said, remember, not every self-made millionaire is going to be able to teach you. Some people don't know. Not every person who accomplishes knows how to teach it. So sometimes you won't even be able to listen to a self-made millionaire if you're trying to become a self-made millionaire. But it's better to listen to them. Because remember, it's a better probability. We never know who gives us perfect advice. But it's better chance that if you get advice from Richard Branson, the billionaire, on how to start an airline, he may give you bad advice. But the odds are he's probably going to give you better advice than if you ask your old buddy from high school who's never made a penny in real estate. Or in airlines, or whatever business you want to be in. So the first rule, like we said, no jack of trades. We need specific skills in whatever you're out talking to them about. Number two, they need to be people who are where you want to be. Number three, you need to keep in mind that occasionally, people who are really good at a specific thing and have accomplished a lot, still can be bad sources of information, and you may need to eliminate them. And lastly, we're going to talk about this in another lesson, is how to build a team of these people. But right now, we're just talking about a mental state. You must start eliminating the voices that are in your head. Humans are social beings. We do not operate alone. We need a social structure. And the only bad thing about the social structure is there's a lot of voices in our head every day. I don't care if you're a lonely person. You still probably listen to music all the time. You still probably have the TV. You're probably connected to the internet. Remember, oh, also, music is a dangerous source. Hollywood. Remember, Hollywood, and I live in Hollywood. Hollywood wants to sell tickets. They want to sell ratings. So they're going to put something in front of you that may or may not be accurate. If it sells, they'll put it in front of your eyeballs. And the human brain is not good enough at discerning what's just on TV and what should actually be kept. So if you are looking at it on TV, it's going to get in your brain. If you have your iPod and you're listening to, you know, rock and roll, hip-hop, whatever, R&B, jazz, whatever, just realize it's influencing you. Does it mean that I think you shouldn't listen to any music? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is garbage in, garbage out. The machine is out there and doesn't mind brainwashing you. People will use you to make money. If they can brainwash you and hypnotize you to buy something and it makes them money, they will. So you better take responsibility for the messages that are getting in your head. Lastly, what's one of the best ways to get good voices in your head? Pretty much guaranteed. Well, I'm going to take what Charlie Munger says. Make friends with the imminent dead. What does he mean by that? He basically means read books by the most amazing people who have ever lived. If you have a little bit of money, I recommend you go to Amazon and you start buying the Yale Classics series, which is the great thinkers of all time. Some of them are still alive, like Stephen Hawking. And some of them died recently and some of them died a long time ago. Get those voices in your head. Get Aristotle in your head. Get Socrates in your head. Get Newton in your head. Get Freud in your head. Get Darwin in your head. Get Jesus Christ in your head. Get Buddha in your head. Get Gandhi in your head. Get Martin Luther. Start having signal. Because those people, now look, they're not all right. Everything Newton said and Darwin said and, you know, Martin Luther King said, not everything's right. They were humans. They made mistakes. But guess what? It's probably 95% good music, good signal, and only 10% static going. You can trust a lot more of it. So my practical advice for you, if you don't read that much, get the audiobooks on YouTube, 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. You can Google Stephen Hawking Talks. Google TED Talks. TED Talks are pretty good because you get the voices in your head. You start reprogramming your head to have the signal that you can trust. And then stop. Talk to your friends about other stuff, stupid stuff, you know? What restaurant you're going to go to? How was their day? Be friends with them. They don't have to be your advisors. It's amazing to me how many people get advice from people. I'm like, well, they know nothing. They've never done what you're asking them. There's this principle in humans. It's called the twaddle factor. What does that mean? Well, I'll give you a practical example. I went to South America once. A big trip. Did like 10,000 miles in a car around South America. Bolivia, Chile, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil. And it was funny because every town you went to, every city you went to, because South Americans are very friendly people. If we wanted to find the hotel, we get out of our car and be like, hey, do you know where, you know, Joe's hotel is? And whoever we asked, they would always look down and be like, I think I know where that is. And they'd start giving us answers. Okay, what you want to do is go 3 blocks, two blocks here, And guess what? They'd never even heard of the hotel. They were making it all up. Now, were they doing it to be mean? No. They were nice people. They wanted to give us advice. They felt bad for us. And they didn't realize the best thing they could have said was, I have no idea. And that would have let, that would have been pure signal. It'd have been like, oh, they're signaling to us with their mouth. I don't know where Joe's hotel is. And that lets us know to go to the next person. But humans are not like that. By nature, we're friendly with, when people ask us for help, we want to give advice. So what that means is when you talk to your friends and you go, man, I'm having a hard time making money. Your broke friend is probably not going to say, oh yeah, I don't know how to make money either, so I have nothing to help you with. Sorry, man. No. That's not what your friend's going to do. Your friend's going to be like, oh man, I heard about this one thing, or oh, I was reading this one, you know, new book, or I saw a magazine article about what you should do. You should go into this, or I was watching TV, or, you know, Jay-Z says, nah. Just don't even go there with those people. Try it for a week. It's hard. Because when you need help, people are going to start reaching out, even if they don't know where Joe's hotel is, even if they're just guessing. They don't realize they're doing more harm than good, and you can't stop them. But the way you stop them is you overpower them. Get those good voices in your head. You only need 10 or 20 books reading your whole life. Read Warren Buffett. Read Charlie Munger. Those are two eminent people that have made more money than almost anyone. You want to know how to make money? Read about them. Read about the Rockefellers. Read Benjamin Graham. If you want to learn to be wise, read what wise people said. Read Aristotle, read Solomon. You know, get these voices that have stood the test of time. Because these have, anything that's being read for thousands of years, that stood the test of time. I also like to find what really interesting, smart people say on a variety of subjects. Like Stephen Hawking has a lot to say on more than just physics. Pick up those books. Make friends with the amazing dead. And you can do it through books. And now, if you're not a reader, what I do every single day, I just pull up YouTube, just put in, you know, put in Freud. Just listen to it. Put in Nietzsche. Just listen while you're exercising on a treadmill, while you're jogging. Don't always listen to music. Let me just throw that out. People listen to music too much. It's the drug of the masses. Don't be drugged up all the time. You cannot, if you listen to music 10 times more than you read, you will be an idiot till the day you die. Trust me. There is no freaking smart person, and I've met some really smart person, who listens 3 hours a day to music and reads 3 minutes a day. No. If anything, you should be listening to amazing voices, whether it's YouTube videos, audiobooks or reading a book more than regular music. There's nothing wrong with music. I used to be a professional salsa dancer. I like music. Music has its place. It alters your mood. It's a drug. Music's the most powerful drug that's legal in America. You don't believe me? Take music away from people for a week. They'll have withdrawal symptoms just like drugs. And I have no problem. It's a drug that is approved of. It's legal. It's great. In its right place, it alters our moods. But don't be taking that drug more than the pure food, pure nourishment of wise voices going into your head. Stop listening to the static. Get that radio station of your mind hearing a pure, pure signal with no... You better get that out of your life, because that is going to make you crash your car. That is the cause of most people like you. Because if you're listening to this, you're a motivated person, right? So I already know you got motivation, or you wouldn't be still listening to this. You're listening to this because you're motivated. So what derails a motivated person? Stupid advice. So get those stupid signals. Remember what you got to do. Find people who are where you want to be in 10 years. Not jack of all trades. Experts. And start filling up your head with what they say over and over and over again.